Devlin.
Yeah.
I believe last time you wanted to do some recon.
Yes.
That I wasn't going to be able to do just yet because I hadn't written out my notes for this fight. So let's go ahead and do that now.
Yeah, I was looking to gather information, so that's genius. And what, I think minus two? Let me just confirm. Yes, it's two.
Okay. Let me grab the cards. I should probably have those in my hands. Like, they're handy, but I didn't have them. I wasn't holding them yet.
That will be helpful. You're going to want those.
Let me also shuffle them, just in case, because I don't remember if I did that last time or not.
For those of you playing at home, things you need to play Eidolon. Some cards. That's one.
And some friends.
I am updating everybody's damage track, by the way, to fresh again.
Yes. We have the Sun and Temperance.
Ooh, okay. Now, I could take the Sun, but Temperance gets rid of that for Felicia later. Yeah, just give me the Sun. I'll create problems for later rather than creating solutions for later.
Yeah.
You can ask one question involving what you're looking to investigate, which I believe was your opponents for this next round.
Yes, I was looking at my opponents for the next round. I guess I can just give you a... let me just give you an investigate question. I want to know what weaknesses can I exploit.
So the bad news is, as you might assume from the fact that they've made it through as many rounds as you have, that your opponents for this next round, for this final round, have very powerful Eidolons.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't actually, like, synergize with each other in any particular way. They just sort of each fight on their own. And that might be something you can manipulate.
Okay. They're rather independent.
Yeah, they're basically in the same boat you three are, where they each joined individually and then got matched as a team.
Yeah,
so
okay.
They don't really have any loyalty to one another.
So it is three, though?
Yes. This is going to be a 3v3.
Okay. Can I make out any of the people?
You played the Sun, so I'll give you a bit more information. As far as their sort of, like, party makeup, one of them is very much a bruiser, get-in-your-face, knock-down, fight-it-out type.
Mm-hmm.
One of them prefers to be more of a tactician and fight from a distance. And the third Eidolon is more esoteric and flexible.
Okay, bit of a wild card situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that's plenty. I think I've given you everything a positive card should give you. I think if that sounds reasonable to you.
Hey, you're the boss.
Okay. You all should be level 4 now. Did everybody pick up a move?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Devlin, since I'm already talking to you, what move did you take?
Yeah, I picked up King of Pain. Scrap viciously with no regard for your own safety. If you play a neutral or positive card, choose one of the following consequences in addition to the card's forecast, and you have create an opportunity for your allies, impress, surprise, or intimidate your target, or take control of the situation. And if I play a negative or neutral card, I take damage twice on this scrap rather than once.
Okay. Damia, did you grab a move?
Yes, I grabbed We're Not Gonna Take It. Give an impassioned speech about how the status quo is unacceptable and your vision for how to change it for the better.
Okay. Felicia.
I guess I'm taking Freebird. You can force yourself out of any restraint, advancing your damage by one to break out of it instantly. If you have an instinctive desire for freedom, this counts as satisfying it.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and add that to your character sheet. So, you all drive, or I guess in Damia's case, slither out to the... Damia, I have a question, actually.
Uh-huh.
You gave up your fear last time?
Oh yeah, I'm not afraid of snakes no more.
Okay, so how is your vehicle going?
Oh, it doesn't run, because it's just a bunch of snakes. I've actually kind of been like, you know, I feel a little bad about the animal cruelty I've been inflicting upon these snakes. You know, it was cartoonish, so I hope it wasn't, like, too upsetting, but I was still like, man, I'm really messing up these snakes. So, you know, I'm just spending the day, like, untying them and setting them free into the desert.
So the arena moves at hyper time now, thanks to you, though, so I don't know if that's an option.
Yeah, that means the snakes are breeding really fast relative to the outside world, I think. so really, like, the population of this desert outside this arena specifically is kind of going to be overrun with snakes.
Really fast snakes.
Really fast snakes with...
Well, they'll move normal speed once they're out of here.
Once they escape the bubble.
I think they're running out of time to get out of here, if I remember my physics education correctly.
Well, didn't... Okay, hold on. Wasn't it...
what happened last
Hold on. We need a side thing. Now, hold on. Wasn't the reason you sped everything up was to rip the arena off the Earth?
Yep, that's right. I think I mentioned that briefly last episode, but didn't fully think out my thought because it was kind of done spur in the moment. So later I did ask Luke, what would happen? What would happen if a localized section of the Earth/universe moved 100 times faster than the rest of space?
What if?
Some thoughts from Luke. My first thought is that it's probably super hot around the boundary line due to friction. In theory, that zone would rip away from the planet because it's revolving around the sun 100 times faster.
So here's the thing. If that last bit is the case, then there's nowhere for the snakes to go.
It's not quite torn off yet, but definitely it will be very soon. And then in 3.65 days, it's going to crash into the other side of the planet.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. I had made peace with the whole thing, and then we're okay.
Now that you're back here.
Okay. So here's my question. Uh-huh. My new question, because I still have so many, but the most pressing one: if you're setting the snakes free, what is your vehicle for this next round?
I was thinking I might bum Felicia's vehicle, just kind of be like a co-driver. You ever play Mario Kart Double Dash?
I love Double Dash.
Okay. I, as the GM, will let you know that that before the fourth session, you will need your own vehicle.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fuck me, I guess. All right, so the three of you...
I want to update Felicia's time. I don't have the character sheet in front of me, but...
Sure.
Seeing this character growth out of Demona. Demia? Demia? Seeing this character growth out of Demia has given me hope. Anyone can change. She's now a lover. She now no longer fears snakes and now frees them.
Sure. they're calling it the sloppiest Eidolon miniseries in history. Okay. All right, so the three of you wheel out to the arena, and H comes over, like, the loudspeakers and is like, "My brethren, the hour of ascension is at hand. It is time for the final round of the tournament. On one team, we have Fear Inoculum, Jerk Off, and Flood." And then the crowd cheers. "And here on the other side of the arena, we have Push It, Mocking Beat, and Invincible." And the crowd cheers again. "Only one team will be left standing before we enter sudden death. Drivers, are you ready?"
Yeah.
I will take that yeah and car noises with your mouth as a yes. You have a car. I don't know why you did that.
It's fun.
Very well. Go. Devlin.
Yeah.
I think you are going to have some of the wreckage still lying around the arena from some of the previous contestants.
Oh, they didn't clean that up, huh?
No, they didn't. It makes things more fun if that stuff just sort of builds over the course of the tourney.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the wreckage is just going to come flying at you. What do you do?
Oh. Straight line path? Does it seem to be... I guess I'll just, like, try and swerve out of the way.
Sure. I think that's a Challenge Fate plus Ellie.
Okay. I have one Ellie.
All right. You get the Fool.
Okay, sure, yeah.
You know, I'm going to say I think you do manage to dodge, but maybe in a way that sort of leaves you in a disadvantageous... disadvantage. I don't know how you're supposed to say that. Not a very good position.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah. You're leaving yourself kind of vulnerable.
Okay.
To another attack.
Is the stuff like following me, or is it kind of just being shot in a straight line at me?
It was being shot in a straight line at you, but as you dodge and you sort of turn around and come to sort of a stop to sort of stabilize yourself, you see that instead of just hitting the ground or hitting a wall or anything, it sort of slows down and, like, boomerangs and starts coming toward you again.
Man, okay. I guess, and then, so I guess this is probably, it's probably the tactician guy. Did I get a look at the car?
Give me an investigate.
Sure, I have two genius.
Okay. We have the star and death, which is your resonant.
Okay. Ooh. All right, so I turn the phantom clock back 1 hour, which I cannot because I've been doing that the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've moved it forward even once.
We did, but then I fixed it. Okay, let me look at my investigate questions.
Sure.
So I think I want to ask with death,
mm-hmm.
What complications should I be wary of?
So the complication with this tactician person who has the Eidolon push it and is driving a compact car, although driving might be not the right word for it because their Eidolon is that they have a very powerful telekinesis ability. And they're just kind of flying around way up in the air, sort of above the arena.
Oh, okay.
Like they're in the building, but like they're like way above you, rather than at ground level with the other vehicles, which keeping themselves sort of out of reach. And they're the one hucking all this wreckage at you.
Okay, so pretty high up, or
pretty high up. I'd say this arena is like it's like baseball stadium dome size, so like the roof is way up there.
Okay. And then I'm sorry, I had death and the star, was it?
Yes.
Gosh, what else should I throw out here? What is hidden here? The people want
to
know.
Tell you what, do you want me to answer this question with something having to do with your immediate opponents or with the larger plot?
You know what, give me some larger plot. Give me the big picture.
Okay. I mentioned at the end of the last session that there were some markings being drawn on the floor of the arena, forming a perfect circle.
A perfect circle, yes.
Yes. Those markings, those sort of crevices being drawn in the ground, are beginning to fill with the green jelly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, as we discovered last time, does give anything that eats
it... Yeah, has some benefits.
Yeah, it has some benefits, gives you a burst of energy, but also kills you. It did make those bees explode.
Okay. I see. Well, then why are all those people in the crowd eating it?
Why are the people in the crowd eating it?
Makes you think. Okay, well, God, that guy's up in the air?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have ranged capabilities. I don't have, like, a gun arm or some shit.
I mean, you have a garage where you can trick out your vehicle with whatever you want. I could just say you
That's
have a gun
true.
If you want.
I could have a gun. Yeah. If I wanted it. We are playing Twisted Metal. You're so right.
Yeah.
Okay, well then... Come back to me. I'm gonna give it a think.
Yeah, we got some other players who need a chance to do something. Damia, what do you do?
Well, I'm riding in the back of Felicia's car, so I'm kind of at the mercy of where Felicia wants to go. Is there a particular target you want to attack, Felicia?
What are our options again, other than the flying person?
So we've got a compact car flying around in the air. We have a Jeep that's also keeping distance. Don't know what they do yet. They haven't attacked. There's also a tank.
Okay.
Like a just straight-up military-ass tank.
I think we should go for the tank.
Okay, I also think we should go for the tank. My Eidolon jerk off. Go, it's time to go. I fucking hit the gas. I start fucking going towards the tank. And as I do, I said before that this car was like a beat up kind of Chevy Nova with like really nice furry insides with like leopard print and whatnot.
Yeah.
Taking the spirit of. I keep wanting to say it wrong. Demia. Taking the spirit of Demia, growth and change. I think like a snake, the car starts shedding the fucking crappy fucking Chevy Nova and turns into like a Corvette and fucking starts. It's like candy coated and fucking sick as hell into a fucking muscle car. And we're gonna like fucking go faster than expected and catch up to the tank or get within the
get within the tank's range, I want to say. Yeah.
Okay.
Close the distance with the tank. That's what we're trying to go. Is that, would that be
I'm
a gonna power?
Just say you can do that. I'm not gonna make you draw to just go toward the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you get there?
I want that tank to shoot me. I want to fire a bullet. I want to feel that fear.
Okay, sure. It shoots at you. What do you do?
Okay, bullet time. I'm not scared of snakes anymore, so I was feeling really confident just like being on this snake car.
Uh-huh.
And then the sudden resurgence of fear when a tank fires a tank shell directly at me makes me go into bullet time. And then I start jumping off the snake car onto the shell, jumping off that shell onto the tank itself so I can get the driver. Because a tank can't shoot short range.
I'm going to call that an Ellie draw.
My Ellie's too.
All right. You have the High Priestess and the Moon, and I think that first one is your Dissonant.
Fuck.
I will simply do bullet time. Wait.
Yeah, you just affect. You try to change something that should not be changed. The GM will swap to. Oh, I get to swap your stats.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to swap your Biz and your Glam. That seems like the meanest option.
Okay.
So yeah, your glam is now 3 and your biz is now 1.
I'm like really charismatic now though.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
But also, I think you jump on the shell and I think it just hits you. I think you just like you do a super cool bullet time jump move, and then like as soon as you hit like the shell, we exit bullet time and go back to just full speed, and you just like go flying into the side of the arena and explode.
Oh, get me out, Jed.
Oh no.
So I go ahead and take 1 damage from that.
Getting hit by a tank shell is approximately equivalent to like suffering a mean insult.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna say that also knocks you very far away. So right now only Felicia is in range, and also you are just kind of on your own without a vehicle somewhere. So let's see, Felicia, while you are in range of this tank, is there something you would like to try to do?
I want to fly like an eagle
to the sea.
I was gonna say that, and I didn't remember the lyric. Yeah, to the sea. I'm going to use my Eidolon ability to give myself and my car the abilities of animals in my hard drive. And we're going to access a bunch of Sam the Eagle porn, just a lot of just really questionable Sam the Eagle stuff. I turn my car into an eagle, and I want to like fly up at an angle and like flip the tank. I want to like grab the like with my talons, my car talons. Its wheels turn to talons.
Mm-hmm.
Gas is its food, and it is flip the tank on its on the back. I want to like try and fly up unexpectedly and flip it.
Okay,
I don't know if that's a scrap, but
I think that is at minimum a pow draw because you're not really hurting it. You're just sort of.
I think flipping a tank is hurting it.
I'm gonna say in this instance, no, it's not.
Okay.
This is a classic BattleBots maneuver. I gotta say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So your pow is 3. So you have the Magician, the Tower, and the Empress.
I'll be boring. I'll take the Magician.
Magician, okay, yeah, you flip this tank over.
Vulnerable. Does it have a vulnerable undersize I can then attack? Does it have, like...
Give me an investigate.
Okay, yeah, that is gonna be my... I'll bring up my actual character sheet. Let me quit.
Your Gen is 1.
Gen is 1.
So... You got the devil.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right. So what question are you asking?
What is the weakness I can exploit?
Here's the thing. So this guy's driving a tank, and as you might be able to figure out from H announcing the names of the Eidolons, this guy's Eidolon is invincible.
Oh.
So the good news is, you know exactly what and where this guy's weaknesses are. The bad news is, what you know, is that he doesn't have any.
That's illegal. You can't be invincible.
It's like John Mayer.
All right, Devlin.
Yeah, okay.
How you dealing with this fucking flying asshole?
I've come up with a solution. Yes. I have in the back of my truck, my large truck, I have installed a large type of cannon.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, naturally, of course, you would think shoots bullets. No, shoots liquids. And what I want to do is, since this circle is filling up with the goop,
mm-hmm.
I want to put the goop in the gun, and then I want to fire it at the flying guy so that perhaps he will explode.
So is there like a hose that comes out of your the back of your truck to like suck the goo into the cannon? Or
I mean, that would be way smarter than what I was thinking, which was just Devlin leaning out of the side of his car with a big metal bucket like a fucking sailor or some shit, you know, and then just trying to scoop it up before loading it.
I mean, if that's what you intended, like, yeah,
that is my intent. Yeah,
yeah, well, we'll go with that. So okay, you're gonna shoot the goop at the flying car.
Yeah. Well, the guy is the guy behind the car, is the guy in the car?
He's unclear. in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, they
well, if
they
I
are
shoot
driving.
The car could explode too. I mean, either way.
Okay, so I guess that's another LE draw.
Yeah, and I still have one LE.
Yes, we have the Emperor.
Yeah, I'll break. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'll break something.
Okay. We'll call that a. I probably should have said that we're going to consider that a snipe.
I think I'm good with calling it a snipe as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So neutral, you're going to reveal a critical weakness of your own.
A critical weakness of my own.
So I think you're gonna hit this thing. It's not gonna do anything to the car immediately.
Yeah.
But it's gonna kinda knock it off course. It's gonna start wobbling around a bit. What weakness does Devlin have that is revealed here?
Devlin, to make this shot, had to get out of the driver's seat of his car. He is standing in the back of the truck right now, in the truck bed, with his big... I'm thinking, like, you know, in American Gladiators when they would shoot, like, the tennis balls at people and they had that big, ugly turret thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking just like that, you know?
Okay.
That's a reference that people will understand. American
Gladiators.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. okay, so here's what I'm going to say. Remember that scrap that was kind of boomeranging around earlier?
Yeah.
I think it's going to come flying towards you. And because you had that neutral draw earlier that put you in a disadvantaged sort of state,
yeah.
I'm going to say... You need to try and avoid this, and whatever it is you're going to try to do, I'm going to give you -1.
Okay, understandable. Can I, I wonder if I shoot the stuff that's coming at me. I mean, if the car didn't blow up immediately, then it's probably a bad play to try and blow up the stuff that's coming at me the same way.
I mean, you
I think
could deflect it.
Could deflect with goop? Goop deflect? I mean, I guess I could
knock
it off.
If it's flying at high speeds, yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, let's try that then.
Okay. What stat should this be? Because my gut says Ellie, but I'm giving you -1, so you're going to need to push.
I will do this.
Okay. Yeah. We'll say it's another snipe.
Yeah.
And go ahead and
I'm
push
the clock. Yeah.
Yeah. The chariot.
I exceed my own limits. I will take that. I think. Yeah, because I can't push anyway. I have to take it.
Okay. Here's what happens. You manage to with this sort of goop hose push the wreckage away from hitting you, you know, just for a bit. You sort of knock it away. You do get some goop on yourself.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Not a huge deal. I mean, you're always constantly wet anyway, but now you got some of that green...
That's
green.
True. I'm diluting it. I'm diluting it with the power of water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damia.
Yeah?
You are now far away from your teammates and without a vehicle. And this Jeep comes speeding towards you. And as it speeds towards you, it turns into an elephant and is just rampaging your way. What do you do?
Reveal my master plan. It's about time for this arena to tear off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, interrupt the motion of this elephant and flip it over on its back.
Okay, give me a reveal your master plan.
My genius... is one.
Everything's getting flipped today.
It's getting flipped, turned upside down. All right, we're going to reveal Jen from the bottom of the deck. The Empress.
Woo.
So let's see, you create something. I'm going to say you create an opportunity for yourself by knocking this elephant off its feet, and it's going to kind of skid past you. But it's only going to knock it down temporarily because, you know, it can just stand back up in a moment. So you'll still need to do something about this.
Yeah, it's time to run up on that elephant's belly, look it in the eyes, and say, "You don't have to be evil. You don't have to be evil. You can be good. You can be a good elephant who serves me instead of someone else." And because, of course, I was recently made extremely glamorous, I think I can dazzle this elephant.
Okay.
can I assist?
I'm going to say you're still on the opposite side of the arena. I'm going to say no.
Okay. I was an elephant last time. That's what you learned.
Let's see. Dazzle. Okay. All right. You're glam is 3, so you get the Hanged Man, the Hermit, and the Wheel of Fortune.
I think it should be the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. So, good news, you do convince this elephant to be your ally. So, great job. The bad news is this elephant immediately turns into water.
That was my elephant. That was my elephant. Turn it off.
Also, since you were standing on it, you do sink into the water that used to be an elephant a moment ago.
That was an elephant being.
It was. It was definitely alive. It had its own in sapience and sentience and soul. It had its whole life ahead of it, but now it's fluid.
Devlin. I cry out for Devlin.
you are now submerged in this elephant water, and you're probably going to need to do something about that so as you don't drown.
Is the water still elephant shaped?
It is, very briefly. You know, not even briefly. Yeah, no, it's still elephant shaped. It is just, it's water in the shape of an elephant, and it's just, it's walking and sloshing around right now with Damia sort of caught in it. What do either of the other two of you do right now?
I could step in unless, Felicia, you wanted to do something.
I got a dumb idea. I don't know if I want to do it first, but yeah, sure. Okay. I would like to reveal my master plan.
Uh-huh.
When the tank blew a hole in the wall, or blew up Damina, it also blew a hole in the wall. And the tank can now see that this is all futile. We're all, you know, all of my loved ones have died. The time is gone, you know, they see time passing. I want to try to convince Invincible to give up that they've been interstellared. Sorry, everybody's out there is dead. You've already won. It's over. Maybe too much for a master plan. I don't know how we
can... Okay. I'm going to say that's not a master plan. I'm going to say that's a dazzle.
Okay.
But I'm also going to need you to actually give this speech of Felicia explaining what's going on to the driver of the tank.
Invincible. Invincible?
Yeah?
You've trapped yourself in a cage of your own making. You sealed yourself off from the world thinking that's what makes you strong. And look, you've been truly sealed off from everything ever. Outside of this arena, time has passed. Thousands of years? Who knows how long has passed? All of our loved ones, every culture we thought we were, you know, sporting or whatever we were doing out there, it's over. There's nothing. Nothing outside of this arena. What are you fighting for?
I like that this implies that when Damia was doing her, like, temporal shenanigans, Felicia was both aware of and okay with it.
It's part of her journey. It's part of her journey.
All right, so you have one glam.
Yep.
All right, the Hierophant, which is which is your resonant.
Yep. Hey, you want a tank? Hey, Damina, you should take this guy's tank.
Yeah, I think he just starts sobbing and like climbs out of the. Well, he can't climb out of the tank because it's still upside down.
Uh-huh.
So he's just weeping. So whatever it is you want to do from here, he's not going to stop you, but like I don't think he can get out of the tank of his own volition unless you flip it over.
Uh-huh. I think I do my animal thing to like turn into an elephant and flip it over. and like let him out and was like, hey, yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with your life, but not this.
I think from over the speakers you hear H say, I could tell you what he's going to do. We don't allow forfeits here. And he just explodes.
I shrug. Either way.
Devlin.
I mean, I guess if Demia was looking for me, I guess I'll go drive over that way. Figure out what's going on with the big water elephant.
Okay, I'm going to say that if you start driving over toward Demia and the water elephant, you're driving along, and then you feel your truck just sort of leave the ground.
Oh, okay.
And push it. Is done throwing stuff at you, and it's just going to start throwing you.
Oh, okay. I mean, sure.
And he's going to huck you and your truck at Felicia.
At Felicia, okay.
Yeah, what do you do?
I mean, that's probably fine. I would like to make a cool tactical maneuver. Because Felicia is right next to that tank, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that guy just got out of the tank, right?
Yeah.
So that hatch is probably still open, right?
I'd probably say so, yeah.
So I think if I am being chucked over there, I'm going to do my best to hop out of the car at the right time to get in the tank.
Okay, that is one hell of an Ellie move. So I'm gonna make you draw for that one.
Sure, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Judgment.
My past mistakes. Let me see. What do I have? My God, I have moves. I have moves.
You do.
I'm going to push myself by advancing my damage track.
Okay. In that case, we get Justice.
There we go. The situation becomes more fair.
Okay, so Justice is a neutral card. What is a neutral way for this to end? You do manage to jump out of your truck and land in another vehicle. But instead of the tank, it is in Felicia's... what did you last turn your car into, Felicia?
Weird buff eagle.
Yeah, okay, you land in a weird buff eagle.
You know what, honestly, this will also work, because then I can just go fly at this motherfucker.
Okay, yeah.
I have a mount now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're just like, change cars? Switch cars?
Sure. Okay, yeah, give me a scrap.
Okay, I have 3 POW.
Alright, so we have the Lovers, the World, and Strength.
Rip to me, the Lovers is my dissonant card.
No! Oh, I didn't notice that. It sure is.
Yes. Oh my god. Yes.
Yeah, I think... Here's the thing about the weird buff eagle.
Yeah.
It's still made of flesh and hollow bones and shit.
Yeah.
So when a compact car goes flying at it and through it like a bullet, it just sort of explodes into meat and shit.
Mm.
And you go plummeting to the ground.
Okay.
Go ahead and take some damage for me.
Yeah, all right. Okay, suddenly I went from fresh to battered very quickly.
Yeah, and I'm going to discard the next card for a failed scrap, and there goes Temperance, which I suppose is good
fine.
For Felicia.
Yeah, that's good for Felicia, I guess.
So, Damia.
Yeah?
You are drowning an elephant. What do you do?
Okay. I think at this point in time, everyone in the arena is starting to notice that the sky is no longer blue. It looks like we're in outer space. It's supposed to be the middle of the day, but it's all starlight. The night sky is here. Mm-hmm. I think people are starting to notice that we're not exactly on Earth anymore. And I think people are starting to get scared.
So...
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Everyone in the crowd and H have all noticed that they're not on Earth. They have noticed what you have done. That's the good news. The bad news is they don't seem to care.
They're not scared?
Nope.
Why not?
Doesn't matter.
I have to push for an answer here, because it seems like that'd be something pretty scary.
Okay, you know what? Give me either an investigator or a dredge.
Yeah, I'll take a dredge. My biz is currently 1.
Okay, we have the moon.
Oh, no.
Something unknown or unknowable interferes. I think you hear H's voice, because, again, the undertow is his eidolon, and he's just like, okay, fuck it. Knock it off. Get out of here.
What?
No. Get out of my shit. No.
What? What do you mean?
Don't dredge my shit. Get out of here.
But okay. I guess I'm still drowning in this elephant, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's the more pressing concern.
Fuck it. Let's drown.
Really?
Yeah, advance my damage track.
Okay, you advance your damage track. Alright, that puts you at battered, correct?
That's correct.
Felicia or Devlin, what do you do? Or I guess Felicia is probably the one who hasn't done anything in the longest. Felicia, what do you do?
I am still hyped off of talking to a man so hard he exploded that I am going to get into this car, I'm going to get into his tank.
Uh-huh.
And I say, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers! And I'm just going to start pointing at whatever the bird thing is in the sky and just, bam, tank, tank, tank. I'm just shooting a bunch of things and advancing on whatever that bird is. And I would like to...
The flying compact car?
Yeah. And I would like this to be a rampage.
What is rampage?
Once in possession, if you play a negative or neutral card while scrapping, you may discard the top five cards of the fate deck instead of just the top card.
Okay, well let's see if you actually fail the. Would this even be a scrap? It feels like a snipe because like they're far away and you're shooting a gun.
Yeah, that's fair. We can snipe since I am fighting from.
Ty just likes chaos.
I do like chaos.
All right, so your Ellie is two. We have the tower and the hermit.
Fuck it, let's get bad. Let's be bad. What happens if I pick the tower?
Okay.
Fuck me up, fam.
Something terrible happens. What terrible thing happens? You try shooting at this car while you're in the tank, and it just uses its telekinetic powers to pick up the tank and slam it back down on the ground upside down.
Aww.
And you getting jostled around in there is going to hurt a whole bunch. So take some damage. But also, now you're trapped in there.
Oh no! Why would you do this to a person? This is fucked up!
Yeah, so go ahead and upgrade to winded there.
I'm having a fucking claustrophobic cat freak out. What the fuck? Who does this to a person?
Devlin.
I didn't do that to her, for the record. I would not do that to a person.
No, you didn't. So she's trapped, and Damia is seemingly drowning on purpose in a liquid elephant.
Am I still falling out of the sky, or have I landed at this point?
You're on the ground.
Yeah, okay. My car, where's my car? I assume in the stands at this point.
Your car's still nearby enough that you can get in.
Okay. And we've only eliminated Invincible...
Yeah.
Correct. So we have push it. Do we have we figured out where the other guy is?
Well, the other guy's driving the liquid elephant.
The liquid elephant, of course. How foolish of me. Right. Okay. Well, just tried to get up there once, you know, and I fell so far.
Doesn't even matter.
It didn't even matter. I guess I want to... You know what? Let me change trajectories here. Can I start shooting the goop at the water elephant?
Sure.
To try and make that explode instead?
Absolutely. Let's call that another snipe.
Okay. I have one Ellie.
The hanged man.
Dude.
Let's see. What is the hangman's impossible
make
choice?
Make an impossible
right?
choice. You know, we're having a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, do I have. I guess I'll just push, because
okay.
I'd rather not take the hanged man.
All right, you push into judgment.
You fucking kidding me?
There's not many cards left of the deck, and
clearly,
yeah, I tried to rampage.
I know. I didn't realize it was so low. Oh. Okay. Well, then 5 o'clock it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sure. Judgment.
Okay. What past mistakes are going to catch up to you? I think from your truck getting thrown around earlier, you didn't notice this, but the cannon got banged up a bunch and it backfires.
Oh.
And you get hit with more of the goo.
Okay, well, if I die, I fucking die, I guess.
Go ahead and take some damage.
Alright, I'm at desperate.
Damia.
Yeah?
What do you do?
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a way out of this elephant, right?
I mean, to be fair, I don't think you've tried. You did kind of just accept that you were drowning.
What am I supposed to do? I'm scared. I'm gonna die.
Okay. You're scared, and... What are you gonna do with
that? I'm too scared to do anything. I'm just drowning. I guess I advanced my damage track again to desperate.
Okay. I guess I'd better figure out what dying in this setting means.
I would like to take the same action as Crystal, but I want to frame mine in a more heroic way. Okay, so I'm fucking freaking out in the tank. It's invincible. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, my eagle's flying. A song plays on the radio. And what is it? Well, it's Freebird, the move I just got.
Freebird allows me to... you can force yourself out of any restraint, advancing your damage track by one to break out of it instantly. If you have an instinct to die for freedom, you can... You know, I don't think I got that. But I bust out of this invincible tank. I just get yoked as hell. Like, uh-huh. I get yoked enough to bust out of a fucking invincible tank. Uh-huh. And I just run out and start fucking up whoever's left. Just, like, full beast mode. I've become a weird muscle homunculus, maybe.
Okay, first I'm going to bring you down to battered. Do you go after the liquid elephant or the flying car?
Oh, the liquid elephant.
Okay. Give me a scrap.
We scrapping.
All right. We've got the world, strength, and the hermit.
Oh, okay. I'm taking the fucking... Well, is strength also positive?
Yeah.
Yeah, strength, either is fine.
Okay, I'll take strength then, because I think I'm just like... the size of, like, an elephant, but I'm doing chimera shit now where I'm like, okay, you've got gorilla form, but the muscles of a lion. I'm doing weird, I got a griffin mane going on.
Okay, so you run at and you just punch this liquid elephant so hard that it goes flying at the wall. It actually leaves Damia where she is, like, just kind of hanging in midair for a moment. And it just hits the wall and splatters.
You see that crowd? Say my name! They'll say, jerk off, jerk off, jerk off.
Actually, I think they just sort of murmur for a bit. It's like, I don't know.
I feel like they don't like our team.
I feel like they don't like us. We're so cool and they don't like us.
Devlin, what do you do?
Well... I'm in the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm covered in this goop.
Yeah.
I think we're down to the flying car left.
Yeah. Well, and the person who's driving the mocking liquid elephant is not actually dead.
Oh, okay, okay.
They just hit the wall.
Okay. You know, I have that big old, the juicer in the bottom of the car that just kind of like stomps down on stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to park directly under where the flying car is.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to activate that.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just, like, hitting the ground, it's going to start pushing the car up further and further into the air. You know, like stilts.
Yeah.
Until I get to where I can just punch the flying guy.
Okay, give me a scrap.
Okay. I have three the power.
All right. We got the Hanged Man. We got the World. We got the Hermit. Those are the last three cards in the deck.
Okay. I'll take the World.
All right. You fucking punch this guy, and frankly, I'm sick of him, so yeah, you're just gonna... Listen, like, he has telekinetic powers and stuff, but it's a compact car. You break right through it, and you just fucking punch this guy in the face, and he dies.
Thank you. I've needed that for the last hour.
All right, so... Damia, you are free from drowning, and you see the person who was keeping you underwater just a moment ago. You see it sort of... You see the liquid elephant sort of reform, and it sort of swells up and changes shape and is now just a giant weird green goo chimera thing.
Okay.
And it comes rushing at you.
I want to put my hands up and say, can we just talk? Can we just talk for a second?
Okay. Give me a dazzle, I guess.
Luckily, my glam is currently 3.
So, all right, so that's the Hangman and the Hermit, and I gotta shuffle the deck here. And the Sun.
But yeah, let's take the Sun.
Okay. So it's gonna come to a stop right in front of you and go, what is there even to discuss? We're battling to the death.
Well, it's just like, why? Why do we have to kill each other? You know, like, can't we, like, team up?
For the prize!
Yeah, yeah.
Only one person can win the prize, do you not know that?
Okay, let me ask you, what's the prize that you want?
Oh, okay, hold on, now I need to think about this.
I can say mine first if you like, if that's polite.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I want to create a world without fear.
I want to create a world where anyone can be anything they want. That's why my Eidolon, Mockingbeat, is so flexible. I just take powers from my enemies, and then I can mix and match them. So you got, like, 2 animal people and, like, a liquid person, I just have liquid animals and stuff.
So could you say that in the form of a power line?
No. hold on, let me... Okay,
I think
hold on.
If you're going to put this in any power line, this sounds like a collection to me.
Yeah, let me dig up Worst Self. I don't have that handy.
I can go pull it up for you. Hang on. The collection's power line is my Eidolon can steal enemy Eidolon powers by blank.
My Eidolon can steal enemy powers by being their opponent.
Okay. I just want to offer to shake this person's hands. Like, before we head into battle, just have a bit of, like, a warrior's respect moment.
Okay.
And as I touch them, I want them to see it my way. Draw Viz to change their Eidolon power. I'm going to rewrite it as... can you give me the line again?
My Eidolon lets me steal powers by being their opponent.
My Eidolon lets me steal powers by being their fear.
Okay. What are you wanting to have happen here? Because I'm not sure what the natural consequence of that is.
Okay. So... if this person is becoming other people's fear, my biggest fear was snakes, but it's not snakes anymore. So what is my biggest fear now? I guess my biggest fear is drowning due to that drowning experience. So I want them to become drowning.
Okay. I think the only way for them to become drowning is if they get enveloped in their own liquid monster vehicle right now. And I guess for them to drown... is there a draw for See It My Way, or...?
Yes, it's a biz draw. My biz is currently 1.
Okay.
We've been missing out not
Judgment.
Having Alchemist for a while.
Judgment!
Oh, my past failures catch up to me.
Wait,
no. No, this is important to me. I'm gonna push. Push that clock to 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Strength.
Oh, that's called being skilled at the game.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you just shake this person's hand and convince them to drown themselves. Congratulations.
not just drown themselves, but, like, become drowning.
Yeah. All right, so you win this fight, and the tank at the side of the arena completely fills with the green jelly. And you hear H come over the speakers and say, "The moment is at hand. We must prepare for the final battle." And every single member of the audience, all of the robed figures, suddenly collapse. And you see their souls leave their bodies and streak toward the announcer's booth at the top of the arena that H is inside. And he unhinges his jaw, and the souls go flying in. And suddenly he transforms and takes on a new, just full-on demonic, monstrous entity, and screams, "I am reborn! I am the mighty Pussifer!" Don't laugh!
Sorry!
This
What's
MF's
wrong
name
with the name?
Pussy fur?
Listen.
Alicia? Are you into this stuff?
Demonic. demonic man pussy is popular on Tumblr these days.
I feel
10,000 years of demonic HRT for a body like this.
I'm doing a furry thing. Even this feels a little obvious.
All no, that
I'm,
is
I'm
left.
So sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. I was just, you know, you caught me off guard.
All that is left is to determine who gets the prize, who gets to appeal to the Lateralis and rebuild all of creation in their name. It is time for the three of you to prepare for the final round. I shall send each of you to your individual dorms and garages, whereas each one of you and myself shall engage in a free-for-all, where only one shall be left standing.
Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Eidolon Tool. If you did enjoy it, please tell us what you enjoyed about it at discord.undertow.cards. Wait a second. discord.undertow.cards? That's a new URL. That's right. We have a new URL called undertow.cards. If you check it out, you will see the recently refreshed and reorganized Patreon page. I got all of the collections collected and put right on there on the front page, so you can see everything we're doing. You can, of course, listen to all of the main feed episodes for free at undertow.cards, but of course, $1 subscribers get to listen to those 1 week early. You can also see all of the Thread Spinner development that Luke and Molly are doing for their upcoming game, Thread Spinner, which includes more than once a month design sessions for now, and a written draft to accompany each design session that reflects the changes made during the design session. You can also listen to our monthly bonus podcast, Eidolon Playlist, where we discuss the music that inspired the show. This month, we're actually not doing a Tool playlist. We're saving that for next month. This month's playlist will be... I'll make it a surprise, but I'll just say it ties in with the next miniseries, which will actually be the final one before Thread Spinner. At undertow.cards, you can also read the GM notes for all the main feed episodes. Come read Mike's GM notes so you can learn a little bit more about all the little enemies that we fought this episode. And the highest tier subscribers get access to the grab bag, which is whatever other bonus stuff we feel like doing that month. This month, it's actually going to be the finale to Iris and Maxie's magical real estate reality show, The Tower, where they refurbish a wizard's tower to improve the local community. And at the grab bag, you also get access to all of the soundtracks for this show. We also have some other subdomains of undertow.cards, including physical.undertow.cards, where you can actually purchase the physical edition of the Eidolon Become Your Best Self gamebook while supplies last. And if you would like to purchase the digital edition, you can go to games.undertow.cards. And if you would like to listen from the Audio Entropy podcast page, look at that really nice archive page I made that has a brief summaries of every miniseries we've done, you can go to podcast.undertow.cards. And of course, you can come talk about the show at discord.undertow.cards. Now, you don't necessarily have to talk in the Discord. You could, for example, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You could talk about it on your personal social media accounts. We love hearing people talk about the show. We don't make you listen to any ads on this show. We don't even interrupt the show in the middle to make you listen to our little spiel. So since we're not trying to sell you a gambling account or a mattress or anything like that, all we ask... kick in a buck at undertow.cards and tell us what you like about the show. Now, I would like to give an extra special big shout out to our $5 and up subscribers. Big thank you to Dreziv, the stand user formerly known as Austin, Lyric Solitaire, Sarah Lowe Sulcy, Abby Less Than Three, Jay Pearson, June B, The First Four Notes of Megalovania, Jordan and Kelly Quinn, Neve Schoenherr, Miglick, Bren, A.M., Hunter Vic, Bellaway Erewir, Dan, Catricorns, Nice Blot, Molly H., The Cat Fangs, Cancakes, Molly Rose, Spam, Hypergravity, and Amber Weaver. If you would like to be put onto the list to have your name read out on the show, all you have to do is subscribe for at least $5 at undertow.cards. All right, thank you for listening to my little spiel, and I'll see you again next week for the finale of Eidolon Tool.